utmost for his highest. November the 27th. The consecration of spiritual energy. By whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Galatians 6:14. If I brood on the cross of Christ, I do not become a subjective pietist, interested in my own whiteness. I become dominantly concentrated on Jesus Christ's interests. Our Lord was not a recluse, nor an aesthetic. He did not cut himself off from society, but he was inwardly disconnected all the time. He was not aloof, but he lived in another world. He was so much in the ordinary world that the religious people of his day called him a glutton and a wine-bibber. Our Lord never allowed anything to interfere with his consecration of spiritual energy. The counterfeit of consecration is the conscious cutting off of things with the idea of storing spiritual power for use later on. But that is a hopeless mistake. The Spirit of God has spoiled the sin of a great many, yet there is no emancipation, no fullness in their lives. The kind of religious life we see abroad today is entirely different from the robust holiness of the life of the Lord Jesus. I pray that thou shouldest not take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Oh, we are to be in the world, but not of it. To be disconnected fundamentally, not externally. We must never allow anything to interfere with the consecration of our spiritual energy. Consecration is our part. Sanctification is God's part. And we have deliberately to determine to be interested only in that in which God is interested. The way to solve perplexing problems is to ask, is this the kind of thing in which Jesus Christ is interested, or the kind of thing in which the Spirit that is the opposite of Jesus is interested in?